The Consumer Product Safety Commission reports in 2011 nearly 4,000 kids needed medical treatment for injuries they suffered on Halloween. Dr. Elizabeth LeDuc at the Center for Pediatric Wellness in Atlanta says pedestrian accidents are most often to blame.
Masks can limit or block eyesight, so consider non-toxic makeup and decorative hats as safer alternatives. And the hats that kids wear on their costumes should fit properly to prevent them from sliding over their eyes.
Other problems come when the trick-or-treaters eat items that trigger health issues. Dr. Stanley Fineman with the Atlanta Allergy and Asthma Clinic says children with food issues should wear a sign or sticker that gives people a heads up.
If they know that this child has a, let's say, a peanut allergy, for instance, they would make sure that they don't give them something with a peanut in it.
Amy Nichols is a mother of two, and she says she always errs on the side of caution during Halloween.
We only visit houses that look safe, that are well lit, and that we know who lives there, or at least are familiar with the area.
Some grown-ups also fall victim to injuries. The CPSC reports pumpkin carving mishaps are at the root of many ER visits. John Lawrence, WABE News.